EQ.
Yeah, well, there's some under there, right?
Is that 8330-2? And then purification contractual, which one?
Let's see, purification, the equipment fund is 8330.2.
And then
8330.4 is contractual.
Which is?
So that would be buying chlorine.
Okay.
And stuff
right,
like
right.
that. And the equipment would be replacing the pumps or something, maybe?
Yep.
Stuff like that?
Yeah, the equipment. The chlorinator.
Chlorinator. Stuff.
I thought it had another line on for another line.
Well, what we're finding out is that the stuff doesn't always get charged to the right line.
Yeah, you also have the transmission distribution equipment.
Right.
For 8340.2.
Right. And which one of those pays the power bill?
That would be come out of there, out of the equipment fund.
Okay. And then the distribution contractual is?
Or no, that would come out of the contractual fund. I'm sorry. The equipment fund would be parts, probably, right?
Usually like the generator and things like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I thought I had a separate money for like Jay wants equipment for next year.
Yeah, so if you have to buy a new pump, that would be part of
under which line?
Something that's equipment. Durable.
Under transmission equipment. Distribution equipment?
Yep.
Okay, that's the EQ.
Yeah,
okay.
So this is for digging water, the water lines up out there.
So I budget, I know I shouldn't.
Last year you had.
Yeah, right?
No, we're starting
okay.
now.
I just have a question. I see the equipment fund, we budgeted $14,000.
Correct.
I've used $2,337.
Yes, but we're way over this year because of the, some of that's carried over from the winter. Okay. You know, so, no, actually it started in June, but some of it didn't get paid until later. We had some breaks. In July, remember, we had a 4-inch break.
Right, but so what do I have left in that fund?
Whatever it says there.
$11,662.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because remember how we were talking about buying things in this year's budget,
mm-hmm.
so we wouldn't have to put it in next year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
And, his
budget. And I think he bought a pump.
Yeah, right.
So that's probably come out of there.
Right, well, I'm just saying he's got a wish list of $5,307.95 for a diaphragm pump,
mm-hmm.
okay, and a magnetic locator for the curve boxes,
mm-hmm.
which we have one that's ancient and
right.
a portable.
They want
scene
the
scene light,
lights, which probably
and a tapping machine that we're talking
right,
about.
The tapping sleeve.
Yeah,
the tapping sleeve for $5,300. So I'm just thinking if. I'm jumping ahead of the budget, but if we have money that
this part,
we have money in this year's budget. And why can't we buy this year and then we won't have to...
I guess the question I have is, what did we intend to buy with that money that we didn't buy with it?
Well, it's there in case we need to buy a pump, I mean, which we needed to buy.
Something that broke.
Right. Or, you know, replace some of the other equipment that we need to do the work.
Yeah.
So it was always a set fee put away for equipment because some years we...
Some years we don't bring nothing.
Some years, yeah. Some years. Like equipment would be a hydrant, right? Or no?
No, that's part of... that would be part of distribution. Transmission and distribution.
I mean, we have a number of pieces of equipment that we use to detect water leaks and the pumps we pump out stuff.
Yeah, and the backhoe, too, would be part of that,
so
too.
So that's why we keep that... That line item, I think we've kept that consistently, $14,000.
Yeah, when the backhoe, when the hydraulics went on it,
yeah.
and they had to rebuild them, I think it should have been shared between
right.
the streets and
right.
the
yeah.
and the water department. This is the line it would come out of, should come out of.
So it's really nothing. To answer your question, Guy, it's really nothing earmarked for, but it's money that we have to put in some type of fund in case something does break.
I have no problem with that. I just kind of going back in history, we had 11-12, we had $7,000 in there. The next year, which was the year we did the pump, all the
right.
pump work, we put $43,000 in there because we did all the pump
house. Right, yeah. And that, it was like $37,000 for the pump house.
Right.
And, yeah, right.
And so the next year we had $24,700, and now we're down to $14,000. Did we plan to do anything else that we just didn't do because we got so wrapped up in everything else?
Not
was there anything
not else? Really.
We did the
yeah.
the generator up.
Well, I may have been thinking there might have been a lot more money up the generator site, and that's why we put more money up. Okay. Because I originally think that the...
We've kept her at 4620.
As of right now.
Right now, we'll just leave her where she was.
So, sorry about that. She should have said something before so we could have, didn't have to jerk her so soon.
No. That's fine. Why do I do that?
We got to change all that, right? Workman's comp and everything.
No, just that and Medicare.
That and Medicare. Yeah. I'm not going to do it this way. I'm going to go the old-fashioned way. I'm going to add it up on my freaking calculator. All right, so we got 4620 plus 1930 plus 3000 plus 34 plus 44.3. Is that the last one? 3.3.
Yeah, that's all
right. Yeah. 57,250? Is that what you got? It was?
57,250.
Okay, so I'm going to change this right here. 7,250. So that's 4,000 or
3550?
3550.
Yeah. 3550.
And then this one 7,250.
830. Yep.
Okay. So that brings us up to 265,382 versus 260. So we're off about $5,000 somewhere. We'll have to figure out $5,000 somewhere. But I think we can do that.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, well, that's not too far.
I can trim equipment down from 14, get a 13 or 12.
And then something else. We'll find some places to take that and get that. Okay. Well, I think we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish tonight. So at the board meeting next month, we will be doing the water rate. So I'll get a hold of Missy for those. I'm going to have her. I'll call her tomorrow, and I'll get all of the rates. I'll get a list of all the rates. I'll mark them up 3%, and I'll have that ready for the thing. And then we'll just raise the bond from 50 to 70.
When we raise the rates?
So the water rate right now for two person is 110.20.
Right.
So now it's got to be up 3%.
3%.
So it's got to be 113.60.
Right, and then when we set the water rate for... Commercial,
they're going up too. 3%.
Right, 3%, but you can't spell each one because they're all billed out. So just say that the commercial rates will be raised at 3%.
Okay.
Because you can't, because everybody's...
Everyone's different.
You know, Mickey's and, you know, everybody's, you know, the school gets more, you know.
Right, but there's a, okay.
So what we do is just say that the commercial rates will be at a 3% increase, not... Because we can't say, okay, everybody commercial, we name off every, we can't do that.
We should look into and see how much that the school pays, like the city of Rensselaer for water.
Well, when Lori kind of made the tables or raised the rates.
Or Janae.
Yeah, she did check into that. Yeah. And you were a water commissioner, wasn't it by the student or by...
But that was how they did this back in the 70s.
Right, but then when we were thinking about raising the rates, she contacted East Greenbush.
Yeah, I would like to know how much Janae pays for water.
Lori may have it, but when we did this, but they were kind of really didn't want to give us the information. You know, I know it's probably public knowledge, right?
Yeah, well, you could go to East Greenbush Water Department and ask that.
Right, but when we tried to do it, some of the places we asked were kind of just hesitant, just telling us.
You go in and say, I want to look at your role.
But I don't even know what the school pays. I have no clue.
They don't pay hardly nothing.
Right.
They pay, I don't know what they pay.
But see, like on the other hand, probably Janae's school has a meter, and they get paid. Charge so much about
they might.
Okay.
But how much is it?
I'm sure they do. I think Lori wrote it down it was I don't know how much $1,000 they got charged, because that's how we were trying to figure out when Scotch was buying water from us.
Hmm.
We had from 0 to 5,000 was 8 cents a thousand or something. I don't know what it was. Hmm. And then after the more he bought, the more less it was. But Lori has that somewhere, but she probably.
All right, I'll email this out to everybody when I get home.
Email what?
The spreadsheet.
For the waterfront?
With the numbers on it.
For the waterfront?
Same thing I sent you last month.
I didn't get anything.
I emailed it to you.
What email?
All of them. Your trustee one and your work one.
I don't even know what my trustee one is, so that's right.
You did get my email the other day.
Yeah, I don't even know what my trustee one is. What is it anyway?
Trustee Howard, I think. Yeah,
at
Trustee
what?
Howard at villageofnassau.org.
Okay.
I set mine up
all
so
all
that...
All case?
Yeah. I set mine up so that when you go in there, you can... And it's starting to load up, you can stop it. And then you can add addresses. So, like, anytime anybody sends an email to that address, it goes... to my home email account and my work email account, so I know something come in. And when I travel, I have it pushing to my phone. So I always stay on top of it. But anyway, so that's what I know. Sight, ain't it?
So are we sending another budget workshop, or are we going to wait?
No, we're going to set another one. We have another one, don't we, Seth? Another one, Seth?
Yeah, it's...
We have one for the second. 3-2?
March 2nd, 2016.
Okay, we have one for 3-2.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock.
Holy kid. Final draft. Yeah, right. Final draft on that day?
It's not going to happen. We have one for set for the 2nd. So, but we could look ahead, because, I can't meet next week, okay? So, I'm in New York next week. So that's why we didn't have one for next week. So we can do March 2nd, then the 9th is the village board meeting, the 16th I'll be at that accounting school and there's elections. We could do the 23rd.
Okay.
And we could do the 30th and we could do the 6th. So we've got the 3 days.
The 23rd I'll be in Tucson.
Okay.
How about the 30th?
How about the 30th?
Which is a...
That's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
March 30th.
I thought Wednesday was the 29th.
Nope. It is this month, but not next month.
Yeah,
we're already at next month. No, actually, the 29th is a Monday. This
I'll
month.
Be flying in Tuesday night, so the 29th, so I should be home.
So the 30th will be okay with you. And we could do this, we could do April 6th, too.
But here we go again. Da, 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 da. We will have a new person on the board.
Yep.
April.
Yep.
Right? They get sworn
gonna
in.
Going to have a new person on the board when it comes time to pass this thing regardless.
Yeah.
So, don't really matter.
Well, my point is, the new board, the person coming on the board might want to change everything,
Yeah, well, they can change everything.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm saying this, is that we got a meeting scheduled for the 2nd, right? So you want to wait and go, we'll come in on the 2nd when hopefully everybody's here, and then we'll figure out.
Well, you got to go over the APON.
And see how far we get, and then decide, we'll figure out if we need one or two more meetings to do it.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the APON is going to be a little bit harder than the F-PON.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
So... Okay. So we're set for the 2nd. We won't set any more for tonight, as of tonight, so. Okay.